OK，thank you for everyone. And you can call me KK. And if in case some of you can read Chinese, I'm a PhD student from Indiana University, and I am part of the RCPP team. And right now we have our team leader here. And right now I'm a summer intern at a2o.com, a2o.ai. And today I will talk about the MXNet. So the first question is, what is MXNet? And I use one slide from this year's GPU technology conference. We can see there are many, many platforms for the deep learning. And you can see the MXNet is one of them. So what is special? The special point about the MXNet, it is really portable. And you can see that it can be used as the backend for many, many languages. And it can run on CPU, on GPU, and even on your mobile phones. And it can run any operating system. Theoretically, if you have a decent C++ compiler, you can use it. It doesn't matter which operating system, which kind of hardware. And so, why MXNet? Why not TensorFlow? Well, you know, TensorFlow, it is from Google. Everyone loves Google. So why not TensorFlow? Why MXNet? First, we need the R support. This is the R conference. And the second, we can run MXNet on Windows. And as far as I know, you cannot run TensorFlow on Windows right now. So for the installation, for some reasons, we cannot get the package on CRAN. So if you are Windows or Mac users, you can just install the pre-built package using the three lines of code. And if you are a Linux user, I assume you can compile everything by yourself. And so I am trying to show a very small demo. Whoa. How to... Sorry. Really sorry about this. Not very familiar with... Okay. And this is a very, very small demo. And we use the NIST data from Kaggle.com. And right now, to save time, I already load all the data. And right now, we can build a neural network. And I want to everyone to pay a little attention to the syntax we are using. And one layer data, one fully connected data layer, and another activation, fully connected, and you can build the network one layer by one layer, and you can see this is your network. This is your network. And theoretically, you can build any network using this kind of strategy, just one layer by one layer. And right now, I'm writing a small callback function. This is a little too complicated to explain in this presentation. But I can show you the result. And we are training the neural network. And at the real time, we are plotting the accuracy. You can see. It is getting better and better. And this is your final accuracy. And let's go back to the slides. And for that kind of code, there is another point I want to attention to, the context one. And on my laptop, I do not have GPU, so I use the context MX CPU. But if you have a GPU machine, you can just change this one line, and it will run on the GPU. Pay attention to this. And it is using the GTX 960. And use some kind of video memory. You just need to change one line. And actually, you can build some other kind of neural networks. This is the very famous the LeNIT, the convolutional neural network. And this is almost the only one you can find in R. And the LSTM, this is more complicated, but we provide some more user-friendly interface. And I'm quite sure this is the only one you can use in R. And another demo, I'm showing to a very shiny app using the MXNet as the backend. So, really, why? Where is the browser? See the browser? Okay, you can find the browser. And this is a model to, we use a neural network to try to see what is in the figure. And right now, I'm using something that is the keynote part. And try to see the results. Not bad, right? this is the Inception back normalized neural network trained on the whole ImageNet data set. We have more than 1 million images in the data set, and we train a neural network. And if you want to do something like this in the MXNet, and actually, it is quite simple. This. Okay. Okay, thank you. Sorry for that. And this is the pre-trained model. And actually, if you have trained a model, maybe it takes you more than 1 week, 2 weeks, or any time. And you can share with your colleagues. And we just load the model, and we load it. And we load the image, and we do the prediction. And the other things are handled by the Shiny. And then you have that kind of a Shiny app. And if you have a new model, you can share with anyone. It is just a JSON file. And so that's my talk. And very great thank you for all the companies and universities in this whole team. And you can go to this website. You can find everything related to this library, and there are more tutorials on this website. And thank you for your time.
Can you? You have any questions? Yes.
I think it is a little complicated. Can we talk after this talk?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Are you going to make your slides available?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if no question, there is one point I want to make. You know, right now I'm working in H2O and Celga, and actually there is deep learning function in H2O. And actually, after this summer, the H2O deep learning part will also have the QPO backend. You can see the H2O, and it is also using the QPO backend. Okay, thank you for everyone.
Thanks a lot.